Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yeah, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at Michigan Center High School tonight in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium for our opening contest of high school basketball in the boys group. And always fun to come out to the alma mater and get things started here. And Jonesville happens to be the opponent. Used to be an out-of-conference game, but not these days. The big Cascades Conference with two separate divisions and these two teams coming from each side of the league.
Yeah, everybody's doing it, Steve. Big Ten, SEC, why not the Cascades? Let's make a super conference of any smaller school in the area.
Yeah, so it has loaded up, and it's so far it's been pretty fun, and I'm looking forward to this all winding down eventually to a conference championship game that'll be at Spring Arbor College down the road. And, of course, we'll have somebody in attendance for that one, bringing the live play-by-play. Starting with these two teams, we got to take a look at last year. Michigan Center, quite a year actually, 20-4 overall. They do get bounced in the district semifinal, 59-55, and what was, gosh, nothing but exciting games down the stretch in that district that we were at. Lumen Christi ends up coming out with the win, but they had a tough game with Center, then had another tough game with Napoleon, went on and had a pretty good regional too for the Titans, but Michigan Center, other than that, just a great year. Finished tied for first place in the Cascades Conference Eastern Division. Coming out first game this year, tough opponent on the road at Chelsea, 63-36. And that was a Cardinal team that was kind of not at full strength. And I guess worth noting at this point that they don't feel like they will be at full strength at any point in this year, because Hinkle's gone down with an injury, and we thought he'd be a very important part of what we expected to be a really good Michigan Center team this year.
Yeah, Hayden Hinkle, who was their star quarterback. You know, I mean, he's just one of those athletes that, and was on the basketball floor, and Steve, we saw him for the last 2 years as he got some underclassmen experience.
Yeah.
I mean, just always guarded the other team's best wing. Like, just a lot of things that you take that guy off your team, and then everybody's role changes.
Right.
And that takes a little time to get used to.
No doubt about it, and by the end of the year, you expect that they'll be in a really good place. I think the only silver lining to that dark cloud for the Cardinals is, with the exception of Spencer Berkeypile and Caden Layton, everybody on here's got at least one more year of eligibility at the high school level. So whatever Center does this year, there's at least a feeling that they can be this good or better again next year.
Yeah, this junior class right now is the class that, you know, again, a lot of small schools, you always have a class that you kind of point to, like, oh man, they're fifth graders now, but when they get, and this kind of was that class, always dominated in a lot of different sports, and but of course Hinkle was a big part of that.
Yeah, and I did this a long time running here at Michigan Center with very good junior varsity boys basketball teams coming out with another win tonight against the Jonesville JV. What's Corey McCabe's record on JV?
I think he's about 308.
Yeah.
So no, yeah, they do have a lot. Their JV squads are always good. You know what? Michigan Center's a program.
Sure.
That's the way I look at it. You know, we see this in other sports with other schools, and where you just know, like, you know, growing up it was like, oh, girls volleyball, Hanover's going to be good, or, you know, whatever. But yeah, Michigan Center is one of those good basketball schools right now.
And on the flip side, we got the Jonesville Comets. They were 18-7 last season. They ended up getting bounced to the district final against the Hanover Horton team that went on to lose to Lumen Christi, in that they kind of dominated the area last year in hoops to move on out of what was a really probably five or six teams no one would have been surprised if any of them had moved on. Jonesville, one of those teams last year that could have gone on to the regional out of this area and just didn't. But they've come out and they lost their first game to Ipsy Arbor Prep, the opponent, 64-40, the loss there. So, again, at least, you know, you go out and you lose your first game, but you're losing to good competition. So you learn from that. And that's kind of a Tom Izzo MSU trick. You go out and you maybe lose to Kansas in the first 2 weeks of the season, but by the time you're ready to play that NCAA tournament, well, now you're tougher to beat because of those losses that you learn from.
Yeah, and Jonesville, who, as you mentioned, just joined the Cascades last year. I mentioned Michigan Center program. Jonesville's a program, too. Mm-hmm. Jonesville, and you grew up around here. You know, they're a team that you don't get to see often, but you just know, you read about them or whatever, and you know that Jonesville's always tough.
Consistently good, consistently deep, and even looking at eyeball test on this team, pretty good length. Look like some athletes, and I think it's going to be some tough matchups on the floor for Michigan Center. They're going to have to come out and defend well and, of course, run and shoot the way they do.
And it's funny, you're right. Looking at them, there is some length, but I tell you what, Caleb Blonde, the 5'8" sophomore, and Drew Bradley, the 5'10" senior, those are kind of the two that's going to lead the way. So there is length, but they're two kind of go-to guys are going to be the little guys out there. It's a guards game, right?
It is.
That's what they say.
Year after year, you see teams with a really good backcourt succeed.
Yep.
And so if you got two guys you can trust to handle the ball, two guys who can knock down shots from the outside, well, then that's a good thing to have in your back pocket. And Jonesville's got that for sure. So do the Cardinals. We'll talk about the individuals when we come back. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll get the starting lineups for you when we come back and get things set for the opening tip-off. Michigan Center and Jonesville tonight, live on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes of the pregame here. Of course, our broadcast brought to you by Ghost Energy, the official energy drink of WKHM, and electric limeade flavor, my Ghost Energy drink of the night tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen you with that before. Is that new in the rotation or
it's
new, period?
New-ish. I've tried it before. I went back to it. Out of the ones I had available tonight, that was the one I grabbed pretty much. I also have a, once that's done, I've got a Tri-County Water to go to after that, too. Well, Brian, we got a few minutes here till tip-off. Let's go ahead and check out the starting lineups.
Okay, well, let's start with the visitors from Jonesville tonight. They have sophomore 5'8" Caleb Blond, as we mentioned in pregame. Also a 5'8" senior, McKinley Packer. We have Caleb Males, the sophomore, 6'2". Ian Doyle, 6'3" junior. And Drew Bradley, the 5'10" senior.
Yeah, we mentioned Michigan Center with a lot of juniors on the roster. One, two, three, four, five, six sophomores on the roster here for Jonesville. So they're kind of in a youth movement, maybe a rebuild, you might even call it, looking to build up to that year where they have that one class that leads them to some glory.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the youth here of Jonesville.
All right, how about for the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals have also a sophomore in the starting lineup and a dynamic guard, Trey Collins, 5'9". We have 6'6" junior Jaden Watson, Spencer Berkeypile, the lone senior for Michigan Center at 6'4", Henry Wright, the 6'1" junior, who told me today he likes mashed potatoes and stuffing about equally for Thanksgiving, just in case you were wondering what Henry liked. And the 6'1" junior Travis Collins, who's going to be playing his first game of the year after being out with a concussion.
Yeah, well, and Collins is a guy who, one of the most exciting plays we saw last year. I said that to you. I brought that up. Had a little fast break chasing down and looked like he was going to go in for a finger roll. He went up two-handed and dunked it and kind of blew the roof off the gym that night. And I'm looking forward to plays like that out of Travis all year. I feel like he still hasn't shown us what he's really capable of. He's a dynamic athlete for sure. And if he gets it in his mind that he wants to take over a game, I think he's more than capable. I also want to mention his brother, Trey Collins, who is a sophomore in the starting lineup this year, but he was getting those minutes last year as a freshman. So he comes in with as an experienced sophomore and a guy who they'll look to be their primary ball handler. And kind of maybe, as you, I think you had mentioned, they'll struggle a little bit when he's not on the floor to bring it up under pressure.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he is their primary ball handler, but he's also a good scorer, and he's one that you'd like to be able to pass it to yourself.
Yeah.
because he's good off the ball as well. But, yeah, you're right. He's going to be the primary ball handler.
Looks like he's a little taped up on his left wrist. Good thing he's right-handed. He's the guy who took over. We mentioned Hinkle being injured at quarterback. Also, Lucas Howard, guy who was going to play quarterback at some point, playing last year, so I don't know why. Well, I would stay away from the quarterback position at Michigan Center, especially if you want to play basketball.
And Trey Collins took over, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, might have been all conference sophomore.
So. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, we take a two-minute commercial break. When we come back, we'll tip it up to Michigan Center Cardinals and the Jonesville Comets. High school basketball, our opening game of the year on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts
It's a membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, here we go. Players getting introduced on the floor here, and we'll get to the tip-off. Michigan Center coming in 0-1 so far. They're looking to get their first W tonight. Same for Jonesville.
I'm a little concerned about you, though, tonight, because... are you going to be able to just not say, like, touchdown, Cadell Williams? Like, are you ready to shift gears?
I got to hope I don't fall into any of those, like, those crutches from the football season. Of course, we always talk about Lumen Christie early in the basketball season. We don't expect much because they just finished playing football, a little banged up and tired. I think we're the same way. Don't expect much from us because we just finished doing football. Yeah, we're a little banged up and tired.
We're going to mail this one in tonight. If you're listening. Just kidding. We're going to have the energy. It's opening basketball night. We love that. We love our basketball.
No, I wanted the pep band here tonight. I like that aspect of the Ray Haynes Gymnasium and the student section. Not going to be that fired up yet. I'm ready for some games like that throughout the year for sure. Our next action will actually be next Tuesday, Northwest at Jackson. So I'm looking forward to getting over to that matchup. We had an exciting one from them last year in that.
Albion.
Yeah, over at Albion College. Michigan Center playing Jackson over there, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good tournament. I like when these colleges put some high school flavor into their Saturday afternoons and evenings.
Yeah, I think it's really... I think it's fun for the kids to get to play on those courts, too.
Yeah.
The historic gymnasium over there at Albion College. This is the Carl Lee Memorial, I believe. Ready to jump it up. I don't anticipate Jaden Watson losing as many jump balls this year. He's got some springs, and he's good. He's a 6'6 length. I'd like to see him get in the weight room and put on a couple lbs of muscle so he can push around these smaller Cascades Conference guys.
And how about that quick jump from Caleb Mills?
And so Jaden Watson proved me wrong immediately.
That didn't take long.
Jonesville to bring it up the floor, and it's Blonde. He's calling the play from the top of the key, moving to the right wing. Gets a screen there, back to the middle of the floor, into the elbow, into the corner. Three-point shot goes up, short. High rebound battle, and grabbed by Jonesville. Has to save it into the low block for Packer. He has it taken away. Watson run the break. Collins with him. And reverse slap is left short. Rebounded now Jonesville coming back the other way with Blonde handling the rock. He's going to move to the left side of the court. Now crosses in the middle, gets the screen at the top of the key. Has to go back to the wing for Packer. Packer back to Blonde. Collins coming out to take some weight out on the floor. Going baseline is Packer. Shot goes up and he gets Watson up in the air. Watson still blocked the shot, but Packer traveled on the stop, dragged his foot, and turns it over. Cardinal ball.
Yeah, Watson had about a foot on Packer, and Packer knew it. He got happy feet. He could hear him and see him.
Trey Collins brings it up for the Cardinals on the left wing. Now moving to the middle of the floor, into the lane. Pass the defense, loses footing. Ball is loose, and Jonesville has it for a moment on the outlet. Cardinals get it back. And Spencer Berkey pile driving in. They press down to the block for Wright. Berkey pile in the corner and hits the triple. We know he likes that three-point shot, and he's been pretty adept in knocking him down. 3-0 Cardinals. And there's a little press and a steal by the Cardinals. Berkey pile out to Travis Collins on the wing. He fires for three. That's a little long. A couple caroms off the rim and rebounded by Watson. He takes it out by the three-point arc, gives it up to Travis Collins out near midcourt. Trying to pass it cross-court to his brother and misunderstanding there. Threw it over his head and out of bounds. Unforced turnover for the Cardinals. They still lead it 3-0 with 6:23 to play. first quarter.
Yeah, and that was one where Travis Collins thought his brother Trey was cutting, and he did, and then he stopped. You can't stop cutting. You got to keep going.
Let's stick with it. Blind brings it up for Jonesville. Comets with the ball left wing for Bradley. Now ends up on the other side of the floor for Blonde, working against Travis Collins. Back to the top for Packer. Comes back to right side for Blonde into the paint. And backed out of there, Ian Doyle. Nobody looking to get in there and challenge Watson much. Pretty good shot blocker with good length and springs. Out on the floor for Packer. I like the patience for Jonesville. Packer gets into a pull-up jumper at the elbow. Missed it. Rebounded by Michigan center. Watson gives it up for Trey Collins. Looking down for Travis Collins. Pass a little behind him, and another turnover between the Collins bros.
Yeah, those guys got to get in the driveway a little bit. You know? You would think Collins to Collins, and they've taken turns.
Second nature down there. Yeah. 5:40 to play in the first, still 3-0 Michigan Center. The defense has been able to pick up for some of the turnovers on the offensive end. No good looks yet for Jonesville, really. They've had to force just about any look they've gotten. It's Bradley out on the floor right now, the senior guard. Picked up there by Berkey Powell for Michigan Center. Bradley working right side for Packer. Packer skips it across. And looks like a poke in the eye for Berkey Powell. Off the dribble, pull up for Bradley is missed. Rebounded by Collins. Trey looking down the floor for Berkey Powell on the run. Beyond his outstretched fingers and out of bounds. Another turnover for Michigan Center. Three early turnovers here so far.
That was funny. Berkey Pyle did get kind of poked in the eye, and he was kind of going to hold it. But then he realized he had a run out. And it's amazing how quickly you can recover from a poke when you know you might get a bucket.
3-0 Cardinals, 5:03 to play. Jonesville working against the pressure, and almost a carry there by Doyle. Top of the key for Bradley. Under 5 minutes to play, still 3-0 Michigan Center. Hands off to Blonde, coming around to the right wing. Hands off there to Packer, coming across the top. Stops. Tries to pull up, cut down the right. Bradley, good pass. Just a little handoff there to Caleb Mills. He puts it off the window, and Jonesville's on the board 3-2. Good drive and dish by Bradley.
Steve, you mentioned their patience. I like the way they're running that offense. No hurry, just to get a good shot.
Berkey Pyle found himself all alone on the wing. The pump fake and takeoff, the common travel call that we see throughout the high school basketball season. That pump fake and step too soon.
Yeah, but if you shot fake and try to dribble, it's a travel. Somehow, I'm not sure how.
Yeah. There's a triple from Caleb Blotten. That aggressive Michigan Center ball defense wasn't there. He took a little deep three, knocks it down, and now 5-3. The Comets lead this one with 4:14 to play. Trey Collins. Stepping out deep, right side. Keaton Watson at the high post goes off his hands and out of bounds. That's a fourth or fifth turnover for the first quarter for Michigan Center. That's going to draw a timeout from Coach Gaddy. 4:09 to play first quarter. I didn't see, was that 30 seconds? We'll take a 30-second commercial break when we come back. More high school basketball on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493 and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jonesville ball. Bradley's got it on the wing now, leading 5-3 under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Bradley down to the block. Double team. Watson nearly had the steal. Looks like that was partially blocked on the shot. Now going up, another miss. Rebound by Jonesville on the third try. They get it to go. It's Caleb Mails with his second bucket. And a 7-3 lead for the Comets. Collins into the corner for Berkey Pyle. He'll fire for three. That's good. 6 points for the Cardinals, all from three-pointers off of the fingers. Spencer Berkey Pyle. 3.5 to play, and a 7-6 Cardinals trail by one at home. Blonde making a move from the left wing. Collins covered him high post. And a back cut on the baseline. Jump stop. Nowhere to go, and it got Trey Collins off his feet. And he's going to commit the foul down there on the drive. Nick Fowler, newly into the game for Jonesville. First foul of the game. And that'll be inbounds from the baseline.
Yeah, a lot of times early in the season you kind of see some, we've seen some sloppy ball handling and passing, but so far clean with the fouls. There's, what, 3:20 left in the first quarter, first foul on either squad.
Miles Finch into the game for Michigan Center along with Kaden Layton. Inbound here, and Trey Collins gets his foot in the passing lane. He'll call for the kick, and Jonesville will keep it. 3:19 to go, first quarter, 7-6. Jonesville Comets lead. Nick Fowler inbound, goes back in to get it. Going across the top for Blond. Step back, no three, gives it up to Fowler again. They give it back to Blond. Deep triple from the top. It's off the heel. Rebound to Spencer Berkeypile. And we get a foul away from the ball as Kaden Layton hits the floor hard. So now each team with one whistle, 3:08 to play in the first.
That one going against Reese Rundquist, who right now at this point in the season has my best mustache of the year.
Finch into the game now for Michigan Center. Dribbles it up. They get to high post for Watson. Really his first touch on the offensive end. He makes a little dribble move, gets about three guys around, turns it over now, and Jonesville gets it back. Another Cardinal turnover here in the first quarter. Blond trying to feed into the paint. It's knocked away, stolen, and hanging around trying to steal it back. Going to get called for the reach is Reese Rundquist, the 6'4 sophomore here for Jonesville.
And Rundquist just entering the game as well, so right now Reese averaging about a foul every 10 seconds.
And going right back to the bench there afterwards. 2:43 to play. Cardinals still trail by 1-7-6 just in the first quarter here in WKHM. Finch off the dribble into the post area. Drops it off for Jaden Watson, and he doesn't miss that layup. 8-7 Cardinals lead by one once again. 2.5 to play. Blond looking to go off the dribble against Finch. Steps back for three. Fires and hits. Got to guard that triple from Blond. He's knocked down a couple. Gives Jonesville the lead back. Cardinals quickly up the floor. Berkeypile out to Finch. Swings it across to Trey Collins, left side. Top of the key for Watson. He goes off the dribble. Gets into the paint, into the air. Hesitates. Off the window. No good. Tries to get that rebound. It goes off his fingers out of bounds. And it'll be Jonesville ball. You like to move by Watson. Got to get the finish.
Yeah, you mentioned about you would like to see him get in the weight room, get us a little thicker. I think as he's grown taller, it's just kind of thinned out even.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has that ability to be strong in the post.
You know, he likes to work from that high post, too, and he can take most big guys off the dribble as quick as he is. In that case, he got himself a good look, just missed it. 10-8, Cardinals trail. Jonesville working a little high-low. Game down to the post. Watson very active down there, but a good finish on the attempt on the block from Ian Doyle. And it's 12-8, Jonesville. Quickly up before Collins finds Berkeypile on the baseline, and he scores. Quick answer by Michigan Center, still trailing by 2, 12-10 Jonesville. Blond up the floor. Finch checking him. Getting screened, nope. Blond gives it up instead to Doyle. Now Doyle back to Blond, dribbling around the perimeter. Gets the sets up on the right wing, pulls up the triple. Off the window and good. Banks open tonight, 15-10. Jonesville with a five-point advantage with 70 seconds to play.
Did he call glass?
I don't know if he did. Trey Collins working off the dribble against Blond. Hesitation, double clutch. There's a nice move to the basket by Trey Collins and makes the layup. Cuts the lead to three. Under a minute to play. First quarter, 15-12, Jonesville. Blond working with it. He's been successful on a number of occasions. Gives it up this time to Packer. Now to the top for Doyle. Swings into the corner for Blond. Watson coming out to guard him on the floor. Blond looking for a mismatch. Gets it down to Doyle on the block. He goes strong to the basket. Can't finish. And on the rebound attempt, Collins takes a push in the back. Goes down and draws the whistle. Two fouls now in the first quarter on Jonesville. 15-12. Our first quarter score. Jonesville leads it.
You talk about Trey Collins' wrist taped up. You know, he's pretty slight right now still. Sophomore, but have him listed at 5'9". But, boy, what are you thinking, 130? Like, he hits the deck a lot. If he gets bumped, he's going down.
Yeah. They give it up to Finch to dribble up the floor here. 38 seconds. Cardinals trail by 3, 12-15. See what kind of look they can get before the buzzer. 33 seconds. Berkeypile to the corner now, dribbling into the paint. Skips it across. Collins pump fakes for three. It's in the middle of the floor. Double team comes. He gets past it. Double clutch in the air. A lot of contact. No call as Collins goes down to the floor. And Jonesville comes away with the ball. 18 seconds for the Comets to extend their lead. 15-12 here currently. 14 seconds. Blond out on the floor dribbling. 10 seconds. Now we're going to get Collins. Ball loose. Blonde gets back to it. 6 seconds. Five. Off the dribble. Packer gives it up. Three-point shot. No good. Buzzer sounds before a putback can come. Missed three there at the end by Talon Moore. 15-12 the score after one. Let's take a 60-second break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as we start the second quarter, Cardinals get the basketball trailing 15-12. Finch, Berkey Pyle, down to Jaden Watson, missed the shot, and another rebound here by Jones. But I think what Jonesville's done really well. One shot and done for Michigan Center. No offensive rebounds. They've really cleared that glass.
They have, man. They're getting after it on the boards right now.
Blonde has it knocked away there by Watson as he was trying to pass it off. It does go out of bounds off Michigan Center, so Jonesville keeps. Cardinals have shot a poor percentage and have turned the ball over about six times in the first quarter. Probably fortunate to only be down three. Into the corner, and a quick three shot goes up, and nothing but net for the Comets. And that is Talon Moore with a triple on his 18-12, six-point lead for Jonesville.
Looked a little unconventional coming off the hand, but yep. Nothing but net.
Watson working from the high post. One-on-one spins into the air, into the corner. Finch swings it out to Berkey Pyle on the left wing. Down to the baseline, double team down there. Trying to get it out of there and do get it into Watson. He's going to go up, couldn't get the finish, draws the foul. That's the kind of shot you like to have for Watson down point blank where he can elevate. And he just couldn't score it, but he'll go to the free throw line here for the first charity attempt of the night.
And that's the first time Watson's really taken it in strongly. Like you said, he got some finesse game. He went up two hands that time, went right through contact. Going to go to the line.
I thought it was going down to 7:05, and he hits from the free throw stripe. 18-13 after the make. And again, it's Finch, Berkey Pyle, Henry Wright, Jaden Watson, and Travis Collins on the floor now. Trey Collins getting a breather. Watson makes them both. You like to have a big man who can hit from the stripe. Cardinals try to set up the full court pressure as they do most of the time. Bradley's got it now in the front court for Jonesville. Setting up the play, working to the right wing. Bradley skips it across to Blonde. Had a momentary look at the three. Doesn't take it. Goes high post instead. Off the dribble and 3 second call against Jonesville. And it was Kidlin Males making the move. I don't know if he was the one. I think it was maybe Doyle who was still in the paint there.
Yeah, I was actually watching that. Him and Henry Wright really going after it. Some looked like good backyard basketball. A Gus Macker ball underneath. Elbowing. I liked it.
Right side wing for Collins. He drives from there into double coverage. Lucky to get it away without a steal. And Berkey Pyle tries to skip it into the corner for Finch. And another unforced turnover here for Michigan Center. 18-14 our score. Jonesville gets it back. 6:30 to play.
He skipped it in the corner. The problem was it was the corner of the gymnasium. That thing went way out into the stands.
It hit that fire exit door over there. Finch gets a breather here. Trey Collins back onto the floor. Starting lineup in for the Cardinals. They create a turnover out of the pressure. Watson with the loose ball. Give it up to Collins and off his fingertips. We got about 8 turnovers now in Michigan Center here in the first half with 6:21 still to go. They trail 18-14, Comet ball.
And if they have 8, 6 of them kind of unforced.
Yeah. Bond into the front court, working against Trey Collins. Call for a screen, now crossover into the air. Floater, too strong. Rebound, bounced outside. Trey Collins chases it down, now on the dribble break. Hesitation, off the dribble, double clutch to Spencer Berkeypile, looking for the call. There's some contact on Trey Collins after he went into the air. I think Collins drew the harm. It'll be center ball and another foul here against Jonesville. Second one of the second quarter. They get it into Jaden Watson. He's looking to back down. They knock it away. He gets the loose ball. Trey Collins pump fakes from three into the paint. Good help defense. And now in the passing lane, Blonde. Looked like he had a fast break bucket. He slows it down. Double team in the corner. Now has to throw something up. Blocked by Watson out of bounds. Blonde might have got away with a little travel there before he decided to throw that up. And inbound from the baseline here for Jonesville. 5:44 to go. First half. 18-14 lead for the Comets. Bradley to pass in from the baseline. And 5-second call. That was pretty quick.
That was a quick five, yeah. But again, Jonesville being patient. I'm very disciplined right now. They've impressed me so far. Just the way they're running and the way they're handling themselves. And, you know, they're getting some turnovers on the defensive end. A lot of them maybe not forced, but just playing good fundamental basketball right now.
And 5:35 to play here, second quarter, 18-14. Crossover dribble, Trey Collins gets to the bucket. Finish doesn't go. Travis Collins tips, no good. Knocked back up onto the board. This time coming down, squeezed by the Comets. Ian Doyle gives up to Blonde. Blonde working left wing. Crossing over against Collins. Gets a screen from Doyle. Into the paint at the elbow. Looking to get a screen and roll there. Trying to feed Males down on the block. And it goes out of bounds. Tried to thread the needle in there. And Jonesville with a couple turnovers now. 18-14. Cardinals trail here. Still 5:10 to play in the first half.
Mentioned about Jonesville's discipline, their offensive sets too. They've run some different plays. That right there, a little double screen, and they've had him loose. They're going to pick and roll. Mm-hmm. Just missed him.
There's a screen for Trey Collins from Henry Wright. He rolls. Collins doesn't go from the high post. Gives it up to Watson, looking to go baseline. Jump stop up in the air and scores it. 18-16. Jaden Watson off the dribble, able to score there. 4:46 to go in the half, and the Cardinals trail by two. Jonesville gets the Cardinals. Full court pressure. High post for Males. Crossover. Elevates. Shot short. And off the rebound attempt. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be off Reese Rundquist, who's back in. And the Cardinals will get it back, trailing by two. First into the game now for Michigan Center. First minutes. Landed sharp on the floor.
But he said we can call him Frenchie, his nickname.
All right.
So you can throw that out at him. I don't think he'll mind.
Do you know where that comes from?
I do. I'll tell you later.
All right. Deep triple there by Spencer Berkeypile. No good. Rebound to Trey Collins. Out to Watson. On the block. Does a little Euro step. Fader, though. And missed it. And on the rebound, it's going to be Rundquist again, who had it and dropped it. Cardinals keep it. Maybe got away with a little bump there, landing Frenchie Sharp. Cardinals keep the ball inbound on the baseline. Travis Collins. And official timeout. Mr. Whistle again, a substitution.
Oh, it looks like somebody was
bloody nose.
Oh, I think it looks like some blood. If so, though, that was a quick cleanup.
Yeah. It's the booger.
Caleb Blonde, I'm not sure.
18-16, Cardinals trail by two. Inbound to Watson. He goes off the dribble. Gets down deep. Triple team comes. He gets it away to Travis Collins. Swings around Trey Collins' left wing. High post for Watson again, trying to go off the dribble and loses his footing. Travis Collins comes through, keeps possession. Tries to fire it across the paint. Stolen by Packer. And here comes Jonesville up by two. Under 4 minutes to play first half. Blonde working from the wing. Guys in finger rolls. Too strong. Rebound Sharp. And the Cardinals get out of there without giving up a bucket. Good drive by Blonde. Just didn't finish. Watson looking to go off the dribble. We'll get a blocking call against Rundquist. So it's not quite a foul for every 10 seconds, but the per-minute foul number is still pretty high for Rundquist, the sophomore.
Sophomore, yep. And he did just enter, by the way. So
he did.
That's a three foul. He might be coming out as quickly as he
and
came
he
in.
Goes again.
Yep.
hobbled a little, too. Looks like maybe a little turn the ankle.
And it's not that he's going out there hacking. He's just been in the wrong spot, the wrong time.
Travis Collins inbounds for center from the baseline. Into the corner for Trey Collins. Left corner. Watson falls down. Collins pump fakes, goes baseline. Hesitation. Good footwork there by Trey Collins. And a good touch off the glass. And we're tied at 18 with 3.5 to play first half. Jonesville into the corner for Packer. He dribbles out to the top. Bradley there at the top of the key. Left wing now for the Comets in the drive. Looks like maybe a reach in from Watson. It goes out of bounds. Turnover against Jonesville. Doyle on the dribble drive. He wanted a foul call or something. A lot of contact, but no call.
Doyle didn't agree. I don't know that we did either.
Playing defense with his hands and not his feet there. Jaden Watson got away with one perhaps. Cardinal ball. Landon and Sharp at the top. Swings it to the right side for Berkey Pile. Again, another errant pass. No real pressure. And it just goes out of bounds. Another unforced turnover. I think we're in double digits for turnovers for Michigan Center.
Yeah, we'll get easily those numbers for you at halftime. Yeah. But, boy, sloppy first half by the Cardinals.
3:02 remains. Now under 3. 18-18 tie here in the first half. Blonde to the right side off a screen for Packer on the wing. Back cut. Bradley gets in, puts a shot up. We got a foul call. Can't see who they got that on. Watson?
No, I think they got Berkey Pile.
Berkey Pile holding. Still on the floor, so we'll get an inbound here from the baseline for the Comets as Bradley will pass. And 2:49 to go. We're tied at 18. Goes in deep to Blonde, able to save that from being stolen by Collins. Fires up the triple, and it's missed. Good rebound by Bradley, but it's loose into the backcourt. And they're going to call a backcourt violation. I don't know that he really controlled it.
Yeah, they're talking about it. I think this might get reversed.
And they're going to change their mind on it. Yeah. So it'll be stake Comet ball. That's the right call. So it's kind of been knocked away, and he was just chasing after it.
Yeah, I think that was a good job by the officials. These officials done a good job today.
Yeah.
Got together and made the right call there. Michigan Center guy did tip that.
2:39 to go first quarter. Still tied at 18. Jonesville ball. Blonde working deep left wing. Now coming across the top of the key. Right wing for Bradley. He goes off the dribble. Now gets to the high post. Males dropped down to the low post for Doyle. And he goes up strong over Landon Sharp and scores it off the glass. Good high-low offense there by Jonesville. Like you said, patient, executed their play, and got a bucket out of it. 20-18 lead for Jonesville. Collins coming across, now driving. Gets in deep, passes up to Travis Collins on the baseline. He elevates and scores an easy one. Collins does a good job of penetrating, and he can look to score for himself, or he will look to distribute too. And there's a turnover forced out of the Cardinals pressure. And they'll get it back. Tied at 20, Michigan Center ball from the sideline.
Yeah, the contrast in styles, you'd think Michigan Center would be the team forcing the turnovers because Jonesville's not really in-your-face pressure team, but Michigan Center definitely out-turnovering them, if that's a word.
Yeah, Jonesville's kind of stayed sucked in, and you can see when they go to Watts in the post, they're triple-teaming down on him. So they've kind of let what looks like if you want to take a deep three, they'll let you take it. Cardinals want to drive, though, in for Travis Collins, gives it up to Sharp in the wing, and he fires up an air ball. Three, too strong. 20-20 tie. Jonesville with the ball. 1:44 to play first quarter. Blonde's got it. Goes to, that is Packer. Excuse me, Moore on the wing. They get it back to Moore. A little two-man game on the wing. Moore drives baseline. Trying to drop it for Doyle in the paint. Good defense there by Jaden Watson to get the hands in and steal that one. Cardinal ball. Trey Collins past the MC at the center court here. Left side, Berkey Pile. Pump fakes the deep three. Goes to the baseline. Backs it out to Watkins. High post, or Watson, excuse me. Skip pass to Collins on the right corner. He crosses over, goes baseline. Little contact there, has to fire one back. Out of Watson's reach and out of bounds. I think Watson kind of gave up on that one early. If he had chased it down, he might be able to get it. Unless Collins thought Coach Gaddy was in play.
Steve, I was really watching that possession, particularly, Coach Gaddy teams always a lot of passing and cutting. Everything looks really stationary right now. There's a lot of one-on-one things going on. Four guys standing.
65 seconds to go first quarter. Still tied at 20 here. Off a screen, Packer open look for three in the corner, and he nails it. Got a screen on the baseline and caught it in rhythm, fired and hit, and it's a 23-20 lead for the Comets. Trey Collins left side off the dribble into the corner for Landon Sharp. He pumps. Skip pass to Collins. Corner for Berkey Powell. Fires for three. He's hit a couple so far. Missed that one. Watson with the offensive board. Put back. Good. Good hustle there. Watson thought he might get the and one on that, too, but it gets the Cardinals back within one with 33 seconds. Cardinals set up the full court pressure. Good pass in the middle. Doyle turns and faces. Drives in, goes up against Watson. Missed it. Rebound. Mails. His put up. Fader, no good. Watson rebounds. 19 seconds. Cardinals have time. Trailing by one here. 23-22. 15 seconds for Trey Collins. Getting the call from Coach Gaddy. Gives it up to Travis Collins. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Collins on the left wing. It's a screen from Watson. Goes off the dribble into the side. Corner, Trey Collins. Open three. No good. Buzzer sounds. Cardinals trail by one. 23-22. Exciting first half battle here from a couple Cascades Conference teams. And 23-22 the score after one half of basketball. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here at the half. Cardinals trail 23-22 at home on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
In our 90 years, County National Bank has experienced many changes, from typewriters to computers, catalogs to e-commerce, and rotary phones to smartphones. We've been here through all of them. For 90 years, we provided mortgages that built memories, loans that grew businesses, and support for local charities. Simply put, CNB provides better banking by helping business and personal customers reach their dreams, big or small. Discover 90 years of better banking at your local branch or cnbb.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 399979.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here, Michigan Center 22, visiting Jonesville Comets 23, led by as many as six during the half. Michigan Center turnover prone, no doubt, throughout the half, and a game where you feel like they were a little bit favored coming, you know, playing at home against the Jonesville team. They both come in with a loss, but Jonesville played a much more controlled, much more deliberate game, but Cardinals seem to be a little more dynamic, and if they can get it under control, they might be able to pull away in the second half in this one. But Jonesville did a nice job, played a good first half here to lead 23-22.
Yeah, I've talked to a few coaches in the area and asked them, you know, like, what are they kind of thinking off the record at the Cascades? And I, you know, I hear a lot of Michigan Center on this side, and I haven't really heard anybody say anything about Jonesville too much. But, boy, they impressed us with just the way they ran their sets. And, you know, their defense, even though we said their pressure wasn't causing Michigan Center turnovers, you mentioned if the ball went down to Watson, there was three guys down there. Everybody seemed to like know their roles. They played like a team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well coached, obviously. And you got to expect, you know, you go out there with some underclassmen. You got Caleb Blond, who didn't play like a sophomore in that first half. And we mentioned Caleb Mayles is a sophomore. Time for Reese Rundquist in the game as a sophomore. You anticipate by later in the year, these sophomores are going to have that little game experience under their belt. They're going to be much more, mature, comfortable, and skilled. And so Jonesville could be a problem for teams definitely later in the year. If not right now, they're a problem for Michigan Center, leading them by one here on their home court.
Yeah, and Ian Doyle underneath has been impressive, just really active at 6'3". And even though Michigan Center's had a little height advantage down there, I need to get the rebounding numbers because I think Jonesville's out-rebounded them.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. That was maybe the best thing they did defensively is really lock down the inside and one shot and out, clear that glass and don't let them get second chances. And with Jaden Watson being very active on the glass, impressive that they've been able to box him out and take a lot more of those rebounds than he's been able to get to in the first half. How about the points?
Well, for the points, we had Caleb Blond, as you mentioned, leading the way with 9 for Jonesville. McKinley Packer with 3, Taylen Moore with 3, Caleb Males with 4, and Ian Doyle with 4.
Spread out for them. Across the board there in the scoring. How about for the Cardinals?
Yeah, for the Cardinals, just 4 guys in the scoring column the first half. Travis Collins with a deuce, Trey Collins with 4, Jaden Watson with 8, and Spencer Berkeypile, who hit 2 threes early in the game, finished with 8 as well.
Yeah, that's really, you're almost pointing to whoever took all the shots. It's those kind of 4 guys. The other starter in there, Henry Wright, didn't really get any looks, but he was out there setting picks and doing some of those other non-scorer things that we like to see from players. I think the Cardinals still feel like they're, with missing Hinkle and Travis Collins, rather, playing his first game of the year, trying to figure out who they're going to be out on the floor. And we'll see if they can determine that a little more in the second half or have somebody step up and say, well, at least today I'm going to be the go-to guy.
Yeah, we were impressed with Jonesville's first half, and we kind of sang their praises, and Michigan Center turned the ball over, yet here we are at half, Jonesville only up 1. That's always a scary thing when you feel like you've played well and the other team didn't. You look at the scoreboard and you haven't separated.
Yeah, I think if you ask both of these teams if they had the numbers for the – ask Michigan Center if they scored 22 points and they had 11 turnovers or 12 turnovers in the first half, how would they expect to be? I don't think you think you're 1 point down after that. But they are right here in striking distance. Stay tuned to WKHM after our broadcast. We go right out to Wisconsin. Michigan Wolverines and Wisconsin Badgers playing tonight in the Big Ten. And so, yeah, we'll take you right from our coverage to that coverage when we complete here. Right now, let's take 3 minutes here at the half. When we come back, second half gets started. Cardinals trail the Comets 23-22 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Need plastics? Arrow Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Arrow Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at arrow.com/plastics.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, Bright Walls, Food Truck Tuesdays, Gus Macker, and great places to eat like Veritas, Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, The Dirty Bird, and even the best hot dogs in Jackson at the Junkyard Dog. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back, Jackson County, to the new school year. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pete Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the second half just about to get underway here at Michigan Center High School. 23-22, Jonesville leads this one. Brought to you by Fuller's ChemDry, Avenue Auto, the Protection Center, Phelps Towing, County National Bank, Ghost Energy Drink, and Ghost Hydration. Don't forget Wolverine Seal Coating will be Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Who's bringing us the player of the game?
Whoever you want. Currently available, actually, player game sponsorship. If somebody who's hearing right now says, you know, I'd like to sponsor the player of the game.
I might.
Get on board. All right. Brought to you by Brian Haynes this game. Stay tuned following the conclusion. Cardinals come out and really pressure the ball, and there's a Jonesville turnover. Travis Collins working really hard on Blonde there, making him work for every inch. He fires into the corner and goes off Bradley's hands and out of bounds. Or was that Packer? Okay. Anyway, Cardinal ball. 7:44 to go. We're underway here in the third.
Travis better work hard because Blonde has some confidence out there as a sophomore.
No doubt. Trey Collins working off the dribble. Gets step on the baseline and going to the hoop. They're going to get a blocking foul on the floor. And it's going to go against Blonde. I really don't think we have anyone in foul trouble. I think it was just Rundquist with three.
Rundquist with three in 60 seconds, but other than that, nobody with two even.
Travis Collins, the inbound, gets to the corner for Trey. He goes off the dribble baseline. This little hesitation step, tough finish with a finger roll over the rim from behind the backboard, but scores it 24-23, Cardinals with a one-point lead. Yeah, it matches their biggest lead of the game. Blonde off the dribble. Has it knocked away. Recovered by Henry Wright, and he almost got a foul there. It gives it up to Travis Collins, bringing it up the floor for the Cardinals. Right wing for Trey Collins. He goes off the dribble, gets into the paint, drops it off for Wright, baseline. He goes into the middle of the floor, gets into the paint, and loses his footing. Passed it off a Jonesville player's leg, I think. Spencer Berkeypile goes down to the floor to get it, and we're going to get the tie up. And that possession arrow goes to Michigan Center.
We're only 1 minute in this half, but Michigan Center looking like they're playing with a little more urgency, a little getting on the floor. I'm sure Coach Gaddy might have lit into them a little bit at halftime.
24-23, Travis Collins gives in to Berkeypile. He skips it to Trey Collins, and a turnover again. That skip pass has been tough, and Trey Collins tries to get after it on the floor, but he's going to undercut Packer there, and it'll be a foul against Trey Collins.
Yeah, that's Trey's second. I don't know if that's a good... Jonesville definitely going to get a layup out of that. Trey kind of took his feet out, not on purpose or anything maliciously, but did save a layup.
Trey might have got a little Charlie horse there on the play. They go down to the block, and Travis Collins nearly there with a knockaway. Watson gets the steal, and that was Nails down there. Turn it over. Cardinals have it, leading 24-23. Trey Collins off the dribble into the double team. Gives it up to the corner to Wright, and going off the dribble. Get a foul from Packer. And right now it does seem like even Jonesville trying to get after it a little more on the double teams, and they're running over there furiously, and they commit a lot of contact here early in the second half.
Tell you what, though, I like the way the officials are calling this game. You know, if you're going in and out of control and you get bumped a little, they're not bailing you out.
Yep. Travis Collins, the inbound from the baseline for the Cardinals, gets into Watson in the left corner, or right corner, rather. He goes off the dribble, stops, pulls up, missed. Gets his own rebound after a couple taps. Now he's getting triple teamed down there, and they're going to get a foul call. come down there and triple team, but if you start reaching, and he's got that height, and he did a good job of keeping that ball up in the air where those little guys couldn't swat it away from him. They call the foul there. Three fouls here in the third quarter for Jonesville. We get a 30-second timeout from their bench, 30-second timeout from the broadcast. 24-23, Cardinals lead, 6:24 to play third quarter on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
On the inbound, Travis Collins floats it into the block for Jaden Watson. He elevates and scores. And the Cardinals lead at 26-23.
A nifty little play. Watson kind of playing possum.
There's a drive. And in with the layup. Missed it, though. Rebounded Watson. That was a miss by Ian Doyle. Cardinals quickly up the floor to Berkey Pyle, though. He nearly loses the dribble. Trey Collins has it now outside the arc. Well, hesitation dribble. Elevates and scores off the window. Goes across the paint to the left side of the basket. Finishes with the right hand, and it's 28-23. Five-point lead for Cardinals.
Trey slippery.
There's Blonde on the drive. Nothing doing there. Rebounded Trey Collins. Gets it out to the running Spencer Berkey Pyle. Has to gather quickly and fling it off the window and missed it. I like the Cardinals right now looking to run on everything, and they have been exerting a lot more pressure in the half court defense. There's Collins trying to go in the passing lane, spinning away from it, skipping over to Bradley on the wing against Berkey Pyle. Crosses down to the corner. Good defense, Berkey Pyle. On the wing for Males, now to the block for Doyle, and a little push in the back from Henry Wright. So 5:10 to play in the third, 28-23 Cardinals. That's their second foul in the quarter. And it'll stay a Comet ball under the basket.
Yeah, Blonde came right out in the first quarter and made three threes. Nothing since. And a lot of that due to Travis Collins is just shadowing him right now.
Inbound by Fowler, and then he comes in to take the ball. Gives it up into the corner. Blonde will fire that triple and knock it down. Almost as if he heard you.
Well, yeah, and there was a switch off, and he had Trey on him that time, and just that size, I think Blonde knew he could get that shot off.
He knocked that one down. 28-26 cuts the Cardinal lead to two with 4:50 to play in the third. Great feed down to a cutting Henry Wright, and he scores it and draws the contact. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for the Cardinals. Henry Wright, his first bucket.
And I think Henry's one of those glue guys just looking to play some D and rebound. And if he throws in a couple points here and there, coaching staff is happy.
Toiling in anonymity thus far, but able to get a bucket and end in the scorebook here for Henry Wright. And a chance to make it 3 points, 30-26 Cardinal lead, 4:47 to go in the third.
See who that foul was on and didn't catch it.
Threw up a grenade on that one. 30-26, though. The Cardinals lead is four. Right on the defense in the corner. And the official in the way, I couldn't see who it was over there. Telling Titus into the game now for Jonesville. Travis Collins called for the foul there. And it's Comet ball this time to limb out from the sideline. Down the low block to Doyle. Watson jumps in front of it. Trey Collins with a loose ball. Running the break for the Cardinals. Good close out there by Blonde. Collins sticks with it. Scoops and scores. Finger roll and George Gervin-esque. 32-26 lead now for Michigan Center.
Six third quarter points and a nice dime here. Trey Collins taking over a little bit.
Bradley on the wing. Dribbles into the elbow. Passes out to Doyle on the top of the key. Blonde finds some space. Fires air ball. Rebound Trey Collins running the break. He's got Watson ahead of everyone. Hustle back by Males to grab it. Knocks it out of bounds. And are they just calling it out?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one where it probably went off the Jonesville player, but the Jonesville guy got knocked to the deck, and it was like, all right, I'm not calling the foul on you, but I'll give you the ball. Oh.
No.
So they huddled, did decide it was off, and they said, hey, if you're not going to call it, I guess we got to give it to Michigan Center.
Cardinal ball now. Corner inbound, Spencer Berkeypile looking for Watson. And set goes to Collins at the top of the key. He tries to go to Watson high post. He wasn't ready, but he gets the catch anyway on the crossover, knocked away by Doyle. Turnover, Michigan Center. Steal, Jonesville. Blonde looking down the court. And now Wright steals it back for the Cardinals. Looking for Males on the run out. Now to Watson on the sideline. Working against Doyle. Gets baseline. Squeezes one up. Can't get it. Gets after the loose ball. And we'll get a foul away from the ball. And it's going to go against Henry Wright. A lot of contact down there. Had a lot more whistles here in the second half. 32-26, Cardinals lead it. Jonesville ball, 3:36 to play in the third quarter. Blonde working to the right wing. Sets up there against Travis Collins. Collins gets the crossover and screen. Blonde down to the block and now into the double team. Travis Collins goes and rips the loose ball. And Blonde commits the foul. Travis Collins just stuck with the play, went down, and just kind of took it away.
Yeah, did a good job. Watson kind of helped out on the screen.
You know, substitution in here for Michigan Center.
That was one where Blonde needed to kind of throw that bounce pass. He kind of tried to shovel it to him, but right in the waiting arms of the Michigan Center Cardinals.
3:25 to go here. We're in the third quarter, and it's 32-26 Michigan Center. A trio of Cardinals waiting to substitute in. And Collins, after drawing the foul, gets to shoot free throws here. Bonus.
Yep. We're going to be in bonus free throws for both teams now after a first half of where we didn't see many fouls.
32-26, Cardinals lead. Travis Collins has not been, I'd say really hasn't taken a shot since a missed three in the first half. I think he made one off the window, and other than that, he's been pretty quiet on the offensive end, making his presence felt on defense, like you said, cooling off a red-hot Caleb Blonde. He misses that first free throw, and it's still 32-26 with 3:25 to go in the third.
Reese Rundquist back in, and I'm just nervous for Reese. I don't want to see him pick up four here. Just stay in the game for a minute, Reese.
Travis Collins hits the second free throw, gets a breather. Miles Finch into the game, as well as Caden Layton, and also Bradley in for his first minutes, Mason Bradley. Blonde brings it up the floor against Finch, right corner, and a drive from there for Males. Gets in deep, and looks like knocked away by Layton. Instead, he's being called for a foul, and that'll be free throws now for Males.
Yeah, Males and Doyle for Jonesville. I have Doyle listed at 6'3", Males at 6'2". Both active, similar builds, both hustlers.
And missed the free throw. Yeah, a lot of times at those heights, you get one of two things. You get like a kind of a big plodding guy or like a really skinny guy like me. No, these guys are both pretty athletic for that size and run the floor well and have done a good job actually against a very athletic Jaden Watson at different times. Second free throw rattles off and rebounded by Berkeypile. Cardinals get it. 3:12 to play, 33-26. Males missed the pair. Finch skip pass to the top of the key for Berkey Pound in the corner. Bradley ready to fire the triple off the heel. Rebounded Bradley. Trey Collins goes down hard. They get out to Blonde running the floor into the corner. High post. And a drive to the basket and missed the shot. Reese Rundquist, though, instead of getting called for a foul, he draws a foul and a couple free throws coming for the 6'4 sophomore.
And you can just tell these last three possessions for Jonesville with no Watson in the middle. They're really attacking the rim there, and nobody to change their shot. They kind of like that feeling, I'm sure.
And Rundquist missed the free throw. He's stuck at 33-26 for a little while here with Travis Collins' free throw, the only bucket in the last few minutes. Rundquist trying to call an end to that, get his first points. And no good. Rebound is tapped momentarily for Jonesville, but knocked away and given to center. Berkeypile right to the right sideline, sets up in the right wing, now skips it across to Trey Collins on the left wing. Now he goes off the dribble, gets a step, batted away from behind by Blonde, and out of bounds. Cardinal ball.
little more movement right now from the Michigan Center offense, too. I'm seeing some of those cuts we didn't see in the first half.
Trey Collins, the inbound from the baseline here. Looking for Bradley, trying to get some position on the block. Ball is loose for a moment. Finch comes over to seize it. Got on the right wing, now to the top for Turkey Powell. Swings it around to Bradley, drives from the top. Double team, skip through, layup, no good. And a missed shot, but a nice move to the basket by Bradley.
That was a nice take.
He's got, you can tell he's got some strength down there. Can push some guys around. It is Jonesville ball trailing 33-26. 2:14 to go third quarter. Blond working off the dribble now against Layton. Coming out to the top of the key. Hands off there to Bradley. He goes right off the dribble into the paint. Drops it off to Rundquist for the jumper from the baseline. No good. Bradley rebounds. He puts it up one-hander. Little jump hook by Bradley is good. And ends the scoring drought for Jonesville. 33-28 to 8 the score. 1:48 to play. There's a three-pointer for Berkey Pyle. Hit a couple in the first half. That one halfway down and rolls out. Missed shot and a chance for Jonesville to cut into the lead further. Down to the block for Males. Into the lane for Rundquist. Goes up strong. Missed. Second try. Missed. Third try. No good, but he's going to draw a foul. And free throw's coming. I don't know if he's going to get two or two shots, says the official. Way to stay with it for Rundquist.
He did have a couple short-arm-looking kind of layups.
Yep.
And coming off two missed free throws, he needs to see the ball go through the hoop.
See why he gets minutes, though. He's active, he's long, and once those shots start going down, he's going to be tough to handle. Matchup nightmare for a lot of players. Missed the free throw again. Minute 31 to play third quarter. 33-28 is the Michigan Center lead. Another missed free throw here by Jonesville. They could have this lead erased if they had shot better from the stripe right now.
Yeah, well, for their last five, all here in the last minute and a half. Michigan Center, I think, had enough, and Watson's back in the game.
Always the strategist, Coach Gaddy, trying to minimize any fouls down the stretch by the guys he's going to need in the fourth quarter. Rundquist misses again, rebounded Berkey Pyle. 90 seconds till the end of the third quarter. Bradley hustling the floor. Bond playing defensive back there with the interception. He's going to dribble up now to the right wing. Steps back. Trey Collins on him. A little help defense there for Watson. Now he steps over to Doyle at the high post. Blond and Doyle working a little bit there together. Blond off the dribble. In the corner, there's a baseline drive for Packer. He pulls it back out. Looking for Blond. A lot of pressure by the Cardinals. Blond loses his footing. Spencer Bergenpile gets on the loose ball. We get a tie-up. Do they give the timeout to Coach Gaddy?
I think they did, but I don't think they should have.
This might be another conference.
Yeah, because he's signaling timeout, but then I think he realized that Michigan Center never really had possession of the ball. I'm going to guess they're going to get together and call this a jump ball.
And I believe that possession arrow goes to Jonesville, and that is the conclusion. So even the couple of times where the officials didn't quite get it right, they ended up with the right, the right decision in the end. Good officiating crew tonight. Bradley, the inbound from the baseline for Jonesville. Gets a cut. Doyle ripped away by Mason Bradley for the Cardinals. Running the break into the middle. Great feed by Berkey Pyle to a cutting Trey Collins in the layup. 35-28. Cardinals lead at 7 with 47 seconds to go here in the third. Blond to the right wing for Bradley. And gets a loose ball foul away from the action. That's going to go against Miles Finch, it looks like. Some screening down on the block and people fighting through there. Maybe a little too aggressive.
A little handsy.
35-28, Cardinals lead. Every foul is free throws at this point. 35-28. They don't have the one-on-one anymore. See, I'm still old school looking for that.
That's right.
Two every time. There's a free throw for Blond. And he knocks it down. Ending the missed free throw streak for Jonesville. 35-29. 39.2 seconds left in the third.
Jonesville had only taken 5 the whole game, and we're 0-5 until that Caleb Blond. You don't expect him to miss one. Even with an announcer jinx, he's making it.
Yeah, I got to imagine he's probably the guy they put on the line when those technical free throws come around. 35-30, they cut it back to 5. 35 seconds left. Finch holding on to it here into the corner for Trey Collins, or Travis Collins rather. He pumps, now drives into a double team job in the block for Bradley. Short arms, a little floater, gets his rebound off the glass, missed again. Mason Bradley active since he's been in there. Just hasn't been getting him to fall. 35-30, Jonesville can cut this lead with 12 seconds left. Blonde looking for a screen. Doyle wanted a high post, 8 seconds. Blonde steps back, gives it up to Doyle. High post jumper in the face for Watson, but knocks it down anyway.
Banks it in.
Doyle bombs one. Cuts the lead to 3 here as we head to the fourth quarter. 35-32, Michigan Center lead. 60-second break. Fourth quarter coming up on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
35-32, Cardinals lead with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Finch on the drive into the corner, Landon Sharp missed that three, but Travis Collins follows up with the tip layup, and the Cardinals lead gets back out to 5.
Collins made that look easy.
He's timed that perfectly. Skip pass here by Jonesville. Left wing for Blount with Collins out there on him. Mails at the high post. Collins comes in and knocks it away. Good recovery there by, I believe that's Fowler. Yeah, Fowler. And then stolen away again by Watson. Travis Collins gets down and scores it. A little chaos there. Cardinals come out on top at the end of it. 39-32 with 7:15 to play in the fourth. Blonde off the dribble. Looks like he had an open jumper. Doesn't take it. Doyle now takes the dribble. Picks it up. Out to Fowler. He pumps. Blonde on the left wing. Goes baseline. Elevates. Floater. No good. Good defense there by Finch. Not commit the foul. Sharp rebounds. Gives it up to Finch. Now off the floor to Travis Collins from the right wing. Off the dribble. Pull up. Kind of half off the glass, half not. And it misses. 39-32. Cardinals lead still 7. 6:46 to go here in the fourth. Trey Collins off the bench to check back in. Meanwhile, Bradley goes off the dribble against French. Gets into the paint. Layup. Too strong. Rebound. Mails. Put back. No good. Rebound this time. Watson. Missed opportunities for Jonesville. They'll be kicking themselves a little bit at the end of this if they don't pull it up, because they had some missed free throws and a couple of missed bunnies so far that they'll be scratching their heads about later. Turnover by the Cardinals. Almost hit our broadcast equipment and knocked over my Tri-County water.
You had good hands right there, too.
I was ready. Just a little punch.
Yeah.
6:27 to go, fourth quarter, 39-32. Jonesville finding points hard to come by here in the second half. Blonde playing a Finch, and now a knock away by Watson. And a loose ball. Blonde knocks Watson down and manages to get the loose ball. No foul. Watson maybe got away with a reach. Blonde got away with a hip check. On the drive. Jonesville into the air. Good drive by Mails to get deep. Had a shot blocked, but they'll call a foul against Watson.
That's one where the officials realize that maybe there wasn't a foul, so they always do the same thing. They got him with the body underneath. Yeah. It's underneath.
6:02 to go here in the fourth, 39-32, and Mails at the free throw line. And hits.
Yeah, Mails had been 0-for-2 for the night so far, so
could be vital, these free throws for Jonesville the rest of the way here. And keeping it close, Michigan Center. Mails gets the pair to rattle in. 39-34, cuts the lead to 5. It's been kind of right in this 5-point range for a while here. Trey Collins bringing up the floor. setting up deep on the left wing. Now drives, double team comes, behind the back dribble, into the paint still, and into the air, and scores it. What a drive, Trey Collins. What I like what he does is in traffic, and, you know, a lot of change of pace or stutter step, always keeps the dribble, so he's always able to still make a play, and that's the difference between him and what you see with a dribble drive from a lot of other players. So goes in, backs it back out, tries again, different spot, able to get the finger roll and draw the harm, 41-34, and Trey Collins can make it 42-34 with a free throw make.
Steve, you're right, and as he gets into traffic, he keeps the ball lower, too, off the dribble.
Yep. Got the free throw to go, too. I wonder if that's something they teach at camp or if something he just realized works, you know.
Yeah, I think that's just a lot of, you know, that's just playing. A lot of pickup ball and stuff and realizing what you have to do. And he always played younger and he was always smaller, so he had to figure that out.
Yep. Off the dribble, Blount, spin move to the baseline. Finger roll is kind of off the bottom of the backboard. He goes down hard afterwards, but no foul called. Rebounded up the floor quickly for the Cardinals. Three-pointer in the corner. Berkey Pyle hits. Travis Collins feeds him in the corner. Full timeout for the Cardinal bench. 45-34. 11-point advantage for Michigan Center. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. Back with more on WKHM.
Wilby Transit Mix has been family-owned and operated since 1907. We are proud to be a part of this community, and we embrace the improvements and changes made to the infrastructure, commercial construction industry, and especially the residential markets here in Jackson County. We specialize in all things concrete-related, from the latest tools and supplies to overhead concrete pumping and material trucking. Give us a shout at 782-9493, and let well over 100 years of experience go to work for you. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at wolverinesealcoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:23 to play, and Jonesville ball trailing by 11 after the timeout from the Cardinals. Right side for Packer. It's a fake pass, probably switch pivot feet there. Bradley into the paint where the floater goes. Tough sledding in there deep for Jonesville tonight. Jaden Watson changed a lot of shots down there, but Bradley able to get that one to go with a good touch. Cuts the lead to 9, 5 minutes to play. Collins off the dribble. Trey into the paint, draws the blocking foul, and will shoot free throws.
That was one of those bang, bang. You know, if you're Jonesville, you want to charge. If you're center, you want the foul.
4:55 to play in this one. 45-36, a 9-point Cardinal lead after trailing by one at the half. They've certainly looked better in the second half, turning it over less and defending a lot harder in the half court. They were playing that full court pressure first half. Second half, it's been all about the half court. Trey Collins misses the free throw attempt.
Yeah, Trey has 11 right now in the second half, 15 for the night.
Second attempt coming for Trey. Sophomore here for Michigan Center. And knocks it down. Caleb Blond to bring it up now for Jonesville. Trailing by 10. The Comets. Crosses over. Top of the key, left side for Bradley, the senior, looking to maybe take control here. Scored on the last trip. Now gets a screen. Pass out to Doyle. And Travis Collins in the passing lane steals that one away. Gives it up to Trey Collins. In the corner, Berkey Pop fires a three. Got it.
It's a quick trigger.
He's ready to shoot no matter when. 49-36, 13-point lead. The biggest of the game for Michigan Center. We take another full timeout, 60 seconds with 4:31 to play. More hoops coming up on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Up the floor for Jonesville, 4:26 to go, trailing by 13. Let's see what Jonesville called the timeout. Blatt off the dribble, gets in deep, missed the high glass layup and rebounded by Michigan Center. Trey Collins running the wing. Hesitates there, now in traffic, dribbles through out to the top of the key. Travis is open on the wing now. He cuts away. Trey Collins crosses over onto Blonde. Passes out. Berkey Pyle open again. And hits again. 16-point lead now for Michigan Center. 52-36 in the game that was 1 point at the half. Berkey Pyle's got the high hand. 3:54 to play.
Three threes in a row from Berkey Pyle.
Blonde off a screen. Good screen and roll down to Mails. And a good finish there by the sophomore. Sticking to running their plays. Berkey Pyle into the air. Scores one out the window and draws the foul. A secondary break for the Cardinals after a Jonesville bucket still running the floor. Berkey Pyle scores, draws the foul. He can make it a fourth three in a row. This time he has to do it the old-fashioned way. That's another timeout from Jonesville. Keep it here during the timeout. Show brought to you by Tom Coffee Softwater, Arrow Quip Credit Union, Fuller's Chem Dry, Avenue Auto, Bailey Excavating, Ghost Energy Electric Limeade flavor tonight.
Is it electric?
It was electric.
That first taste when refreshing. It hits your lips, you think like, wow, that's a jolt.
No kidding, I did, actually.
Right, well, good.
Zero sugar, no artificial colors, legendary energy, and epic focus from Ghost Energy. Also, I'm also buoyed by the legendary Michigan Center caramel corn. Shout out to GOC. Normally, when I come back from a center game, I'd bring some for him in the morning, but of course, GLC enjoying retirement. I'll have to mail him.
If you were a friend, you could take it to his house. He doesn't live that far away from me, does he?
That's true, but just too further than I want to go for a $2 bag of caramel corn.
This is the point where you hope that he's not listening.
Right.
So he doesn't know that he's not getting caramel corn.
I think there's a good chance he's not listening. 3:40 to play here, 54-38 Cardinal lead. Spencer Berkey Pyle has been the difference maker here down the stretch. Three threes in a row, and now a chance at a three-point play to make it 12 straight for Berkey Pyle.
Yeah, his own 12.
Knocks it down. That 12-2 run
for Berkey Pyle.
4. And Berkey Pyle gets the free throw, 55-38 now. Blonde with it for the Comets. Gives it up to Bradley on the right wing. Swings it across to Packer. Now a good screen to roll. Mails gets in. Missed the layup, but draws a foul down there. I thought for sure he had the finish there. He should be going for a three-point play here. Dropped it off at the door there.
Yeah, they've missed a couple easy looks here in the fourth quarter.
Good looking free throw there for Mails. He's gotten better every time, every attempt.
Yep. Made his last three.
Nothing but net. Miles Finch coming back in the game for the Cardinals. It's Finch, Collins, Watson, Berkey Pyle, and Trey Collins. Mails misses the second one. Long rebound, and Collins taps it, but he gets it to Rundquist. Has his shot blocked by Travis Collins. Rundquist rebounds again, and this time makes it. Good to see Reese Rundquist get on the board. It's been a tough contest for him tonight. 3:09 to play. Center ball. Trey Collins off the dribble against Blonde. Little Euro step and finish off the window for Trey Collins. Made it look easy there. 3 minutes and it's 57-41 Cardinals. And Blonde looking to penetrate back. Trey Collins with the old YMCA reach around knockaway.
Yep. That's great D if you're 48 and you're at the Y and somebody blows by you. Or if you're Corey McCabe. I've seen him play D like that. Although, never seen Corey McCabe and defense in the same breath usually.
Blonde on the streak. Inbound going to him on the cut. Trey Collins knocks it away. Berkey Pyle with the loose ball. Travis Collins back to Berkey Pyle. Now Finch has it out on the floor for the Cardinals. Leading 57-41. 2:44 to play. Left wing. Trey Collins pumps from there and takes off. Called for the travel.
It's the old shot fake travel. We need to give that a name.
Yeah, we do have to.
Shot fake travels takes too long. We could be trendsetters.
Yeah, who do we want to?
We'll give that some thought. We're both pretty bright.
We got some games to figure it out. Three-pointer for the Comets and knocked down. Making an appearance for Cameron Moore. 6'1 junior guard, and he knocks down a triple.
2 minutes to go. We call those spread covers.
57-44 with 2:16 to play in the fourth quarter. Cardinals lead. Finch in the corner out to Berkey Pyle on the wing. Left side of the floor. Dribbles across to the middle. Right wing for Collins. Travis puts it on the deck. Clears it out. Respacing the floor. Trey Collins coming out to get it left wing. Under 2 minutes. Now to the top for Berkey Pyle. He'll fire from there. Short. Rebound goes right to Travis Collins. Another possession for the Cardinals. And on the floor. Near turnover. Watson chased it down. And we'll get a timeout from the Cardinal bench. 30-second timeout from there. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Again, as soon as we wrap things up here in the post game, we'll take you out to University of Michigan basketball here on WKHM.
It's kind of surprised seeing that. Wisconsin, ninth in the nation, and at home, only three-point favorites. That kind of tell you a little bit about Michigan squad.
Yeah, they've been playing exciting brand of up-and-down basketball. Yeah. And got some shooters, got some penetrators, and exciting players, and nice win on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yep.
We're pretty good. Gosh, who was that now they were playing?
Xavier,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Dusty Mayhire is going to be one that Michigan fans are very pleased with.
So far, so good. Time will tell. I mean, we love that Juwan Howard hiring initially, too.
Yeah, but you know what? That was a good hire for the time, too.
Yeah.
That was a struggling program. They needed somebody like that for a shot in the arm.
1:40 to play here, 57-44. Travis Collins got it from Michigan Center. They lead it with the rock. Time winding down. Trey Collins off the dribble, gets in the air. What a double clutch and finish. And drawing the foul there. Trey Collins on the drive. Just held on to it, floated a little, and able to concentrate and finish. And that's the toughest part of that move. You get into the air, and that concentration just shows. And he finishes with touch. 59-44 the score here. 91 seconds and a slew of substitutions for the Cardinals. Yep. As we get our first glimpse for Withers into the game. Also on the floor, Shane Bradbury, along with Landon French. And that is Caden Layton back in the game. Trey Collins at the free throw line and missed it. Bradbury rebounds. Didn't go up. Gives it up, and shot goes up from French, and Sharp, and a miss. Frenchie,
yeah.
And Bradley will come in to replace Trey Collins, so they go bench mob here for the Cardinals with 84 seconds left to play, 59-44.
You asked me how French got that nickname. It's Landon Sharp, but he looked like his junior high coach. He looked like a guy that had the last name of Sharp before, and for a whole half a season he called Sharp French because he kind of reminded and then finally halfway through the year, he told his coach that his name was not French and it was Sharp. but at that point, the coach just couldn't change it.
Just
said, okay, you're still called Frenchie.
That's great.
And then it kind of went out to Frenchie, so became more of a nickname that way. So there you go.
All right. Story told. We'll get Michigan Center a couple more times this year. Couple good Cascades matchups that we look to see from the Cardinals, but it does feel like the Cascades Conference is a little wide open. I'm curious to see what Hanover Horton brings to the floor. They're always good, as usual.
I know they're bringing Luke Soper to the floor. That's a good start.
That is a very good start. He's going to be rewriting that Hanover Horton record book a lot this year. Guy who's been getting minutes and being good in those minutes since he was a boy. Cardinals working around the perimeter in the corner for Bradley. Now to the top for Sharp. off the dribble into the corner. Now Bradley dribbles out to the floor. Minute 10. Bradley now off the dribble. Gets into the lane. Jump stop off the window. Too strong. Rebound tapped a couple times. Caden Layton chasing it to the sideline. They'll say he touched it last. Gives it back to the Comets. 59-44 with 61 seconds to go here. Couple substitutions in now for Jonesville as well. Down to the block, Donovan Baker, 6'2 junior. Packer handling the ball out on the floor, also into the game. Talon Titus into the corner for Packer. Dribbling away from defense, 48 seconds. Comet ball. Left side for Talon Moore. And we'll get a foul away from the action, and that is Cameron Moore picking himself up, got knocked to his backside. Draws the foul. 59-44, 42 seconds. Comet ball. Moore will inbound from the baseline. Cameron floats it in deep to Packer. Almost lost it to the backcourt there. Controls it though. Guarded by Withers. Gives it up to Cameron Moore. To the right wing. Now to the top. Pump fake. Pull up off the dribble. Knocked it down. There's a good shot from Talon Moore. 5'10 junior. Withers on the floor for the Cardinals now. 59-46 with 19 seconds. See if the Cardinals even shoot it again here. Bradley on the right wing. Bradley got a lot. He didn't play a lot of minutes, but he got a lot of shots up in his time.
He did.
Chucker in the corner there. And a near steal by Moore at the top of the key. 59-46. The final as the buzzer sounds. Michigan Center holds on for the win. Trailed at the half. But able to pull off the W. 59-46. The final here. Michigan Center victorious on their home court. Let's take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back, get you the stats, and our player of the game. Again, Michigan Center wins 59-46 on WKHM online at WKHM.com.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need plastics? Arrow Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Arrow Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at arrow.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the post game. Cardinals win at 59-46. Brian, definitely a different Michigan Center look in the second half. Much more aggressive on the in the half-court defense. They kind of took that full-court press off and just started really defending the ball a lot better and then protecting the ball a little more. Even if they had some turnovers in the second half, it didn't seem frivolous like it did in the first half. It didn't seem like from you know being imprecise with your passes and a little too casual. Some early season kind of stuff.
It is early season, and not only that, and I do believe this is a real thing, that Thanksgiving break is a tough one because you have just enough time off where you're, you know, I don't know about you, but I mean a lot of turkey and still leftovers, and it does take like a minute to get kind of back in the, you know, get back going a little bit. Not that they didn't practice a little, but it's not quite the same as playing a game.
Yeah, but we pointed out, again, Travis Collins, his first actual game of the year coming off a concussion. You expect to have a little bit of rust to knock off there for him, and he definitely played quite a bit better in the second half of the tilt. And, again, making Travis Collins being a difference maker with his defense, Trey Collins and Spencer Berkeypile doing it with their scoring, and they'll be our co-players of the game tonight. Really had a great second half, both of them. And like we were saying kind of at halftime, the team kind of maybe still feeling out what their identity was going to be. And in the second half, their identity was Trey Collins can do what he needs to with the basketball. And if he can't score it or, you know, if he can't take it to the rim, well, then he might as well back it back out to Spencer Berkeypile wherever he's at to take an open three.
Yeah, it's funny. Trey just got to the hoop at will. In that second half, it was like he was just going to make sure he did what he had to. And like you said, it was kind of Trey that kind of built Michigan Center's lead after what was a one-point game at the half, actually Center down by one. Trey kind of built it, and then Spencer kind of was the final nails there with three threes in a row, his own personal 12-2 run that really just made the game out of reach for Jonesville.
Yeah, so we'll give a co-player of the game award to both of those guys. And let's go ahead and run down the point totals that we have here, Brian.
All right, well, for Jonesville, we have McKinley Packer with 3, Talon Moore with 5, Caleb Males with 9, Ian Doyle 6, Cameron Moore with 3, Reese Rundquist with 2, Drew Bradley with 4, and leading the way was Caleb Blond. Caleb had 4 three-pointers and a couple free throws to lead the Comets with 14 points.
Yeah, as I noted, you got Caleb Blond, Caleb Males, both in the starting lineups as sophomores, and you got a lot of minutes out of some other sophomores that got in and played some time. So I think we'll see as the year progresses and these guys get some more minutes under their belt, they're going to be tough.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
even in the second half when Michigan Center started to pull away. Jonesville still had some really nice half-court sets that they ran and played well, and they never embarrassed themselves by making a lot of mistakes or getting pushed out of the gym. They really held their own as best they could, and I think by the end of the year they're going to be a much better team. And next couple of years, no one's going to want to play Jonesville.
Yeah, that's just going to be a scary trip to go over to Jonesville. That's kind of a long trip for a lot of Cascades teams, and that's going to be not a fun place to play. They're going to play hard. They're going to show up.
How about for the Cardinals tonight?
Well, for the Cardinals, 11 players played, but only 5 in the scoring column. We had Henry Wright with 2, Travis Collins with 7, Jaden Watson with 10, and then the pair of 20s, Spencer Berkeypile with 20 and Trey Collins with 20.
Yeah, it feels like that could be a lot of nights as much as Michigan Center dynamic really at the top of their lineup. Depth might be a problem for them, actually, as far as getting quality minutes out of some of the bench guys. Mason Bradley came in, like we said, got quite a few shots up, didn't make any. But again, like you said, you get a little bit of holiday rust. You got early game stuff. When they start rounding into midseason form, some of those bench guys, I imagine, will start giving some quality minutes to Coach Gaddy and making him feel confident that he can play them when he needs to. And he's going to have to get guys who he can trust because, you know you're going to get foul trouble games for some of those starters, and you won't be able to just have everybody at your beck and call late in the game, so you're going to have to find who you trust down on the roster.
Yeah, and you know, quality minutes doesn't always necessarily mean showing up in the scoring column, so your Landon Sharps and Mason Bradleys and Miles Finches are going to have to find different ways to contribute, and like you said, get put in the game where you feel just good about it.
Yeah, and just find some role players who don't feel like when they get out there they have to score.
Yeah.
Feel like they just don't give up any points to your guy, get some rebounds, make some assists, and I think Henry Wright's the kind of guy to model that after. That he was in there most of the game. Didn't always call his name out, but we also weren't pointing to him for mistakes either.
Yeah.
You know, he's not turning it over. His guy wasn't lighting it up, and he just was down there working hard.
It's funny. I talked to Coach Gaddy about that very thing, and he said, you don't have to be good at a bunch of things. Be really good at something.
Yeah.
And he mentioned Henry, that Henry goes in there and just battles. That's what he's good at, is high motor at all times.
And that's a guy, Coach always likes that guy. You can count on him at every practice. And he's going to come out and give you good game minutes, too. So good job, Henry Wright. Players of the game tonight, though, Trey Collins and Spencer Berkeypile splitting that honor in our first game. Again, Michigan Center now moves to 1-1 on the year. They're next in action Friday. Little rivalry game on the road at Napoleon High School. So that'll be good. Napoleon kind of seeing a lot of graduation. But they bring back a couple guys. They could be formidable. I think they won their first contest, too, at 1-0.
Yep. You hook horns with those guys, you're always in for a treat, right?
Yep. They'll always be well-coached. We know that at least. Next game for Jonesville, also on Friday. They're at home versus Vandercook Lake. So far, the Jayhawks winless out of the gate. And that'll be a game where Jonesville is probably a favorite on a home game on a Friday night early in the season. Could be fun in the Jonesville Gymnasium. Our next broadcast a week from tonight will be over at Jackson High School as they host the Northwest Mounties. Mounties 0-1 so far. They're in action. Both Jackson and Northwest are in action tonight. Jackson 1-1 early in the season. And again, they'll face Michigan Center on Saturday, too. So they got a couple of tough ones. Be nice for Michigan Center to get to measure themselves against Jackson. They're always quick, and we think Michigan Center runs the floor well. Jackson always does, too. And that's going to be an energy game out there at Albion College.
Yeah, you're talking about Izzo playing Kansas early in boy, Michigan Center. I was looking at their non-conference schedule. Chelsea, Jackson, Onstead.
They're
taking on all comers this year.
No doubt. So 59-46, again, our final here at Michigan Center High School. Thank you to our producers tonight, Luke Moorhead and Kiera Rombeyer. Learning the ropes also in studio tonight. For Brian Haynes, the professor, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll send you to University of Michigan basketball here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.